Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from September the 16th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ Dorsey Wright. Mostly positive for the indices we follow on the video here with yesterday's action. Commodities with crude oil, along with gold, leading the way to the upside, generally speaking, for the indices here. NASDAQ Composite leading U.S. equity indexes to the upside, up 94 basis points. Only saw the dollar and the S&P weight dip there in its negative territory. Looking at the chart of gold, see with yesterday's action. A reversal indexes and a new all-time chart high there at 3680, keeping gold in that overbought stance near the top, above the top of the 10-week trading band there, north of 100% overbought in terms of that weekly OBOS reading. As for crude, we did see it positive yesterday, but still not quite enough to get to reverse back indexes. As we noted the other day, move above 65 is currently what it takes to have it reverse. Then looking on to the NASDAQ Composite, it climbed above 22,200 with yesterday's action. Actually, I saw a note this morning that potentially with today's action, maybe the NASDAQ Composite, if it's able to finish positive today here on Tuesday, would be a 10th consecutive day positive for the index there. Looking on to indicator action, we did see some 10 weeks reverse down. TW for SPX reversed into O's down to 56% here, suggesting that decrease in stocks maintaining above their 50-day moving average. I've seen a little bit, a series of lower tops here for this indicator, suggesting that waning number. But at the moment, haven't returned down to where we saw that low level in August at 50%. So that's what we're keeping an eye on for many of those 10-week indicators. Looking to individual stock action, we saw Google become the $4 trillion company, $3 trillion company there, pardon me, with yesterday's action moving above 252 on the chart, extending it well into overbought territory, most overbought level we've seen out of this stock in a decade. Five for Fiverr currently ranks third out of 28 in the internet sector matrix. Short-term traders with its overbought stance may look to go ahead and lock into a profit here, but long-term holders probably just sitting tight here for the time being. On to Oklo, OKLO. They were up about 15% with yesterday's action after a US-UK nuclear energy deal was announced to be in the works. OKLO, among those that might be seeing a benefit, or at least was perceived to be seeing the most benefit out of this, as it moved to a new all-time high. There at 95, coming from the mid-80s up to the mid-90s. Stock has been a five for fiver since last week after reversing up indexes on both the market and PRS chart. Then, last but not least, Oracle is still on the rise this morning, up another 5% after an announcement of a potential TikTok deal that was in place. But interesting to see Oracle shares, ORCL, continuing their march higher, currently trading at 317. So looking like they may move back up towards the top of that trading band there and in that overbought stance. But at least at the moment, we've now developed support closer by here at 292. But that'll wrap us up for this morning. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8551. Hope everyone has a nice day.